This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's move to the art market now, specifically Latin American art, which has been selling briskly at some Sotheby's and Christie's auctions this month. For more, we turn to someone who's covered that market extensively, Mariana Atencio, a reporter with Univision. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, David?
Very well. I gather the market for Latin American art has been, what, steadily growing?
It's just booming. The auctions didn't fare as well as experts hoped, but, you know, it's still pulling in millions of dollars. You know, we're talking about 20-something million dollars per night.
What was selling? I saw some impressionist pieces and some contemporary works earlier this month.
Earlier this month, Sotheby's and Christie's pulled in $1.5 billion in 2 weeks worth of contemporary art, for example. And then this week, it was the Latin Americans' turn. And this market is very unique because it basically covers 20-something countries from Latin America and around 500 years of art. So it's pretty extensive to pull in together into one sole auction, but they do their job very well.
Remind me of some of the names that dominate this art scene. I mean, I'm thinking of, like, for instance, Fernando Botero from Colombia with his, what do we call it, Mariana, his full-figured representations of the human form?
Full-figured sculptures of birds, of people. And Botero is very, very international. You know, the Asian buyers, for example, kill for Boteros. But we're also talking about the kinetic artists. We're talking about Calder. We're talking about Carlos Cruz Diez. We're talking about Jesus Rafael Soto.
So who's buying? You mentioned some Asian buyers are showing lots of interest.
Yes. More than 50% of the buyers of Latin American art are actually not from Latin America. We're talking Asians. We're talking people from the southwest of the United States. We're talking about European buyers as well. But Americans have always been very attracted to Latin American art because of the nostalgia, the subject matter, the familiarity, and in most cases also the fact that many Latin American artists had relationships with the American artists. So in that sense, you're getting the very same value as an American abstract expressionist that may cost you millions of dollars, but you're getting it much cheaper.
So, Marianne, if you win the Powerball next time around, who are you going to buy?
I would say a big, big Botero, like the pair of dancers that was exhibited in front of Christie's this week and, you know, fetched $1 million.
Mariana Atencio with Univision, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.